The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for informational purposes only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2,
Wow. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. How you doing there, Michael?
Doug, I am swell. How about you?
You're swell.
Swell guy.
All right. I like that.
Yep. Got to mix it up a little bit.
You're swell.
Got to mix it up a little bit.
And, hey, man, happy November.
July, you mean? Ah, November, that's right.
Yeah, well, it feels like July, right? Oh, man, on Halloween, the kids on Thursday, the kids were out there sweating trick-or-treating.
I was going to take a vacation day, beach day.
Yeah.
Got to use them up before year-end.
You know what I'm curious about? It's interesting you say that. I wonder what the ocean temperature is right now.
Oh, freezing.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think it's not unseasonably warm?
I don't think it recovers that quick. Water has a way of, you know, pools and all. Once August, it kind of starts dropping off, and I think you need that kind of all day, all night simmer going.
I tell you what, I don't know if you pay attention to this or not, but I do.
Uh-huh.
The fishing off the Jersey Shore is phenomenal right now. Yeah. That's what's leading me to believe the water still may be a little warm.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah, you know, but hey, we're in November.
Yeah,
man, you know, and it's what does November always kick off, Mike?
Excuse season,
exactly.
How did I know?
Yeah, right. Well, we've only been telling people for 27 years or whatever it is on the air now that November and December becomes excuse season. And what do we mean by that?
Well, let's face it, Doug, right? So you know, we get through Halloween and it's the beginning of November, and in a couple weeks, you know, you start with the Thanksgiving planning, right? Where are we going? What are we doing? Who's coming over? How much food do we need? Who's buying the turkey? Who's baking the pie? We get the whole thing, and all the finances fall to the backside. I don't really have time to deal with that right now. You know, we're either traveling, we're going to be entertaining, or whatever's going on, and then that flows right into the Christmas season, the holiday season, right through New Year's. And people have a way of locking up and just ignoring their finances, locking up mentally and ignoring their finances for the final 2 months of the year.
They do. And in my feeling, some years it's never good to do that.
Yeah.
And some years are worse than other years. And I think that this potentially has the opportunity to be one of the worst years. And the reason that I say that, one of the worst years to ignore your finances going into the end of the year, is because of the excellent performance that we've seen in the markets out there, in the investment arena out there, that it's quite possible that a lot of people may be getting, you know, some capital gains distributions from some of the investments that they own that they might not be aware of and cause a tax problem for them next year. And unfortunately, you know, the IRS or nobody else wants to hear, oh, I kind of got hung up with Thanksgiving and, you know, and Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever, you know, and just didn't get to it.
Yeah, you know, Doug, the cap gains, right, it looks pretty probable that the numbers are going to be a lot higher than they were in the prior years. That's one thing that's out there. So, you know, transactions need to be done before December 31st, right? I mean,
well, maybe even done before that.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying, just for the most part, like, cap gains may be paid, could be paid if you're trying to escape the cap gain, or if you need to take losses to offset cap gains. Whatever your situation may be, it may be, but it's an area that needs to be looked at. I also find it interesting coming into this final 2 months of the year, which is a little bit different than usual, is next week when we come on the air, we'll know who the president's going to be. Or let's hope.
Never right.
We're going to know who the president's be. But the point being is, you know, what happens with the markets? Is there a huge rally? Is there a huge correction, right? I mean, markets are kind of floating around all-time highs. You know, they're always saying, if this happens, that happens, this is going to happen. Well, who knows? You know, I mean, you just don't know. There could be a lot of repositioning of money out there in the markets. How does that affect you? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But I think there's a lot cooking here in the final 2 months of the markets, whether it be the volatility, whether it be the taxation. I think this is a little more extra than usual, my opinion.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. And I just want to hop back real quick to the fact about the potential capital gains that people may be seeing is that what a lot of people, this problem can catch people blindsided because some people may have purchased an investment vehicle recently that has an embedded capital gain in it that may get paid out, you know, and it's not uncommon for the capital gains to get distributed in the end of November and the beginning of December. So they might have made an investment into, you know, a product recently, September, October, and all of a sudden, you know, unknowingly get hit with a capital gain. And so what we want to do is we want to offer the opportunity out there for you to allow us to do a potential tax exposure run on your portfolios. Now, this doesn't really make a difference on your retirement plan money, okay? It makes a difference on your non-retirement money. And what we would like to do for you guys, and this is something you can't delay on, right? You don't want to do it after the fact. You want to do it before the fact. So we want to run for you, if you'd like, a potential tax exposure report for you on your portfolio there and see what you're looking at to see if there's an avoidance that can be taken, you know, that you can take advantage of or sell off, you know, potential loser to offset a capital gain or just to see if you can make some movements here to so you don't get hit with an unnecessary tax.
Yeah, that's true, Doug. And, you know, it's another thing I want to bring up, Doug, since we're kind of jumping to that point of talking is also, you know, markets have been very, very strong the last 2 years, and maybe you're in need of rebalancing your portfolio.
Well, that too.
You may want to be rebalancing that portfolio before December 31st,
right,
and not say, well, I got to wait for the year to end. Then I'm going to be ready to address the rebalancing. Depending on your tax implications and everything going on, that rebalancing, this may be the time to do it somewhere around there, right? So that's another factor. And again, folks, what we're talking about here so far today, whether it be the cap gains or rebalancing or tax implications, is probably different for everybody out there listening.
Oh,
right?
It's absolutely different
for
everybody.
You know, and so the point is, this is not a blanket statement or a blanket conversation, but it's probably something you need to look into and say, how does this all apply to me?
Right.
That's really what we're bringing to the table.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, that was a great point you just brought up, and honestly, I hadn't thought about it, is that, you know, a lot of people, they have their portfolio set up to automatically rebalance at the beginning of the year, and you're right. It may be your, you know, to your advantage to rebalance that the last week of the year of this year as opposed to the first week of next year for tax implications. Now, we don't know the answer whether it's going to apply to you or not until we look at your overall situation. But I think that you owe it to yourself to take a peek at this because I don't know for a fact, but my gut is telling me right now, because we haven't seen all the projected capital gains, is that there's a high possibility, my gut is telling me, that there are going to be some significant capital gains paid out and some significant tax liabilities that people may not be prepared for or even know that they're going to get.
Yeah, that's correct, Doug. And so that's, you know, okay, so again, happy Halloween. We're rolling into the final 2 months of the year. You kicked this off talking about excuses and people kind of betting down into the holidays, which is a great thing and a must thing, right? I mean, nobody's saying don't do the holidays and don't be around family and have the best possible time that you can. But there are things out there that kind of, you know, don't fall asleep at the wheel because people have a tendency of post year end in January, mm-hmm. sometimes when they go and speak to their accountant about taxes or they're getting stuff together, that's when they kind of look back and say, ooh, I should have done that back in November, December, around there.
Well, you know, Mike, a lot of people often are envious of the stories, envious to the point where sometimes they even get mad, of the stories where you hear about highly successful people who, you know, are minimizing tax exposures and that kind of stuff. And the reason that they, well, I feel as though that they're able to do this is because they don't take the time off. Yeah. Like that, and I don't mean they don't enjoy the holidays. They right. do enjoy the holidays, but they know that, I'm just going to pick a random day, December 3rd, yeah. right? It's not, that's not a holiday. You know, that's a day for you to pay attention to what's going on. So, you know, Thanksgiving is a holiday. Okay. The day after Thanksgiving is, you know, maybe a holiday for you. That's okay. Christmas is a holiday. Hanukkah is a holiday. You know, whatever it is a specific holiday. But on those other days, I think that the most successful people, and we know in our practice that some of the most successful clients that we have, and by success, I'm saying the ones who accomplish their goals tax efficiently and all that kind of stuff, not necessarily the wealthiest, are the ones that we hear from in December. And they say, okay, what are we looking at here? Is there anything we need to do before the end of the year?
Yeah. And you know, Doug, I think what the message really is that, you know, we get it, you know, it's a busy time of year, as holidays and that, but let's not make that the excuse that I had zero time at all to do something for my financial life.
Right.
That's really the message, you know, and that's kind of like a little bit of a pet peeve with me in life too, Doug, is people that, I didn't have time to do this. I didn't have time to do that. Or I couldn't, I didn't call you back, or I didn't see, you know, come on, you know.
You like, got to make time.
Yeah. More often than not, you know.
Make an hour.
Yeah, you could do what you
got to
do.
We all got an hour.
Yeah, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You're absolutely right. And I think that's the message today is that, you know, where are you at? This is what we're telling you is going on out there. You know, I think we're pretty good when we give the heads up on, you know.
Yeah.
I think when people are running around in March and April at their accountants screaming about capital gains, they'll harken back to this, to the, you know, to this program and say, they said that. That rings a bell somewhere. You
yeah.
know? So that's all we're trying to say.
Yeah. And, listen, we're big fans of when opportunity knocks, make sure you answer, right? That's and there's an opportunity now to potentially answer the door to minimizing taxation. Like, yeah. And we don't know. Like, there may not be, right? But unless we take an opportunity and take a look at it for you, is the only way that we could potentially figure out if there is, you know, something that you could do here and something that you could pay attention to improve your situation and to minimize. It's just really, it's that important to me, Mike. And, you know, as we're moving along here, you're correct. The markets have been very strong. And, you know, this year is turning out to be an extremely strong year as well. And we had, you know, earnings that were coming out. And there were some really good earnings that have come out over the, you know, over the quarter here to help propel the markets here. And, you know, but one of the things is that we've heard a couple of earning reports that have been pretty good, but then the investment got beaten up a little bit. And, you know, that sometimes to us is a sign maybe that investment is reaching its peak.
Yeah, could be, you know, and things happen sometimes with investments for different reasons. It's always not what's the news today. Sometimes it's looking forward, right? And that type of thing. So you can never really be sure of, you know, oh, well, this will happen or this won't happen. It just doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. But, you know, it's comes from a process. You know, do you have a process, or does the person who you're working with have a process to go through this with you and to look and see what the circumstance is and what the situation is? And, you know, if you should be able to answer that question, whether it's yes or no.
Yeah, Doug, listen, you know, I've always said it for years after, you know, I guess it's almost 30 years now on the show, that I'm a big believer of that after Labor Day through December 31st is a huge financial period. You should definitely be doing something to improve your situation to get it locked down, if you will, like whether it's checking the taxes, rebalancing, whatever the case, whatever your story may be, because the year end, although it does not stop your financial life, the next day is another day in your life. There are different laws and different things that need to be done, and I think it's the best time of year to really, and I'm a big believer also, get it done and hit the ground running in the new year, because otherwise it gets, oh yeah, I got to get to that. Oh, we just started the new year. I have time yet. Oh, I'm going to wait till I go see the CPA to get my taxes done. I know I got to do it, but I want to talk with him or her first. Hit the ground running. You know, get this done. Make sure you're close out the year good, everything's the way it should be, and hit the ground running for 2025. That's how I like it.
Finish the game.
Yeah.
Finish the game. Yeah, play it all the way to the end.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's what's really important out there for us to emphasize to you. And I want to remind you guys before we hop to a break here is that we've got a dinner coming up this Wednesday night at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River for about retirement readiness. And we'd love for you to come on out and join us. There's a few seats left, so, you know, pick up the phone. You have to call to make a reservation. The number to make the reservation is 732-340-1410. That number, again, is 732-340-1410. And that's on Wednesday night at Aqua Blue Restaurant. And then the following week, on Thursday, the 14th, we're having another one in the northern New Jersey area at Nero's Grill in Livingston, New Jersey. Same topic, same program, just at a northern location. And again, you need to make reservations for that. So to come out to either one of us, either one of them, rather, excuse me, and enjoy some time with us, we would love for you to come. You just need to pick the phone up and give a call, 732-340-1410, to reserve your seat.
Absolutely.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome back and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And Mike, it's, you know, we spoke in the opening segment there about, you know, really paying attention to whether your investments are going to create a tax liability for you this year and examining that and seeing if there's opportunities out there. And that's something that is very important for people to do. And we like for you to do it all year long. But, you know, as we get into this time of year, it's really important. But this time of year also, Mike, feels like it's the biggest time of year when people take their required minimal distributions out of their retirement accounts. And, you know, if you turn 73 years old this year, you got to take a required minimal distribution out. And I know at least inside a Wealth Management Group, predominantly the vast majority of people receive their distributions in November and December. A lot of people use them for holiday gifts or what have you. But these distributions are really starting to get large now, Mike, more so than holiday gift money large. So let's talk about your required minimal distributions, the problems if you mess it up, the problems, you know, the opportunities if you do it right. Let's just take some time and talk about
it. Yeah, and you know what, too, Doug, the required minimum distribution that needs to be done before December 31st, another reason why, right, a call to action to you know, make sure you do it, make sure you get, especially if it's going to be 73 this year, you haven't done it, et cetera, so on. But the point being is that there's more to it than, you know, people just think, well, what is it? Right. That's where it all starts. Well, why? I don't need the money. Why do I got to take money out of my account, Doug?
Well, because the IRS did you a favor, I suppose, right? While you were working and encouraged you to save money for retirement, they allowed you to put money into a retirement account. And, you know, back in the day, before there was a Roth provision, before, you know, you paid any taxes on it, in many cases, your employer also put a contribution in there that was a pre-tax contribution. So for all these years, they allowed this amount of money to grow and grow and grow and be contributed to and contributed to, and they didn't have a tax liability on that money while it was happening. You deferred the tax liability. Now, understand, deferred just means to put off to some future time. And they decide, the IRS decides, we need this tax revenue. We can't leave these huge amounts of money sitting in these accounts. So now they start to force you to take money out.
Yeah, correct, right? So absolutely, Doug. And hence, you know, you get the required minimum distribution, which is a calculation of what was your balance at the prior year end.
Right.
Based upon a table of
life expectancy.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Based upon your age. Right. And the table, if you look up the table, it's age 73. It's a certain percentage, age 74. And that ratchets every year as you get older, because as Doug said, life expectancy, and every year you get older, your expectancy is dropping. Right. To be here. So that's how the calculation is done. Now, what I find, Doug, is a lot of people fail to, they don't know how to do the calculation.
Right.
Most people say, common things, let's talk about required minimum distribution. I don't know how to do the calculation. I don't want the money. I don't need the money. Why do I have to take it? Here's another one for you. How many times, Doug, did somebody slide a Roth statement in front of you, a Roth IRA statement, say, I need to take money out of this. I'm age 73.
Yeah.
Right? So just a lot of confusion. And then I think the biggest thing also, once you get through those hurdles, where do I have to, how do I do it, calculating, when, you know, the whole deal. What about the planning of that money?
Well, yeah.
I think that's the real piece that people miss, and they don't even realize it, because they think, oh, I made it through that hurdle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my check, I took my required. I think they miss the planning portion of it, what can or can be done to help other financial matters.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, that's a great point. First thing, before we get to that, I just want to let people know what the penalty is. Yeah. If you mess it up. If you don't do it properly, the penalty is 50% of what you were supposed to take out, plus the income taxes. So don't mess it up. Now, the second thing that I see that confuses people before we get into the opportunities is that we like to help you select where to take the distribution from. Now, here's a big misunderstanding that people have. Let's say they have three different retirement accounts that they're required to take a required minimal distribution out of. And nowadays, you really don't even know how, you don't even really need to know how to calculate it, because most investment companies nowadays will send you a statement saying that you need to take this amount out of your IRA. So here's where people make a mistake. Is that you do not have to take money out of every single IRA that you own. You need to take a distribution equal to the aggregate of all of them together. So what we like to do is say, all right, in this IRA, it's telling you got to take $10,000 out. That IRA, you got to take $15,000 out. And this IRA, you got to take $20,000 out, right? So your distribution in that circumstance, $45,000. Now what we want to do is we want to look at all your accounts and say, I think it makes the most sense to take all that money from this account, and this is why, and give you a reason. Maybe sometimes we say, no, we'll spread it out over all of them. But often we say, no, we want to take it out of this one account and for a reason why. And that's something that people need to understand as well, is that you don't have to take it out from each account. You just have to take the net sum of all of those out and take the distribution.
Correct. And I'm going to tell you another one too, Doug, that people fail to realize is sometimes people retire. Say you retire at age 65 and you have a couple retirement accounts, a couple IRAs, and there's one big one. Maybe it's the old 401k that you rolled over and you're getting some sort of a monthly income distribution out of.
Right.
And that sum, that distribution that you're getting on an annual basis, that you're taking on an annual basis, satisfies the RMD when time comes when you're age 73. And then people say, wait, I'm 73 this year and I have these, I got to take it out of all my IRAs, or I got to take it out of these other two accounts. And they fail to realize that the income stream is satisfying the aggregate amount of what needs to be done. They just automatically think like, okay, I'm 73. I need to take it out of all. And I see that as a common mistake that people make. They actually think, all right, well, no, I'm only taking out of this account. I still got to do these other two accounts. And really, they don't need the income, and they're creating excess taxation by doing that mistake.
Correct. And potentially, by creating that excess taxation, potentially creating a higher Medicare premium for themselves. Like, there's so much more to this than, you know, just saying, oh, you know, oh, well, I kind of messed it up. Well, okay. But how about if you just, you know, run it by us and let us look at it for you and say, all right, nope, this is the way that you should go about doing it. And, you know, here's an idea. And then, well, like you said earlier, Mike, is that a lot of people don't even want the money. They don't need it. They're doing fine, you know, with how they're setting it up right now, but they're forced to take the money out. So what are some things, what are some creative planning things that we've discussed and we've implemented for people to use their RMD for? What are some of the things?
Well, one is to possibly leverage up their estate and to buy a life insurance policy.
Right.
Right, with that money, take it as the premium and put it into a life insurance policy that creates a lump sum of death benefit on a tax-free status, right? That's one.
Tax-free depending on the circumstance, but Generally life insurance proceeds are exempt from income taxation.
Right. And depending how you set it up and all that too. Mm-hmm. But that was very, very popular many moons ago back in the day when the federal estate tax and the New Jersey estate tax was a lot lower, and there was, it seemed like most everybody had a tax due at death. But now it's a great way to do it to, if that's not the case, taxation, to leverage up on the estate, right? So now you're mm-hmm. taking a smaller sum of money that you're getting every year out of an account that you don't need, and you run off and you purchase as much life insurance with that money that's going to create a lump sum someday for your beneficiaries.
Right. Great, great tool, great strategy for people to consider and look. And it's different for everybody in their own, you know, personal circumstance and situation. And, you know, you have to understand what you're doing. But that's just on a surface level, an idea of something you to think about that you could explore further and see if it's appropriate for you. One of the other things that I like, Mike, that people do is it, on kind of on the same vein, is some people are using those required minimal distributions to get long-term care insurance for themselves, you know, and their spouse.
Yeah, that's become very popular, Doug. People are taking that excess money, saying we need to take it no matter what. We don't need it. Let's get long-term care coverage, right? So that you know, that's really became very, very popular over the last couple of years.
Yep, that's another one. Now, another opportunity out there that people are doing is a lot of people are taking their distributions and they're setting up college funds for their grandchildren.
Yeah, that's another one, right? That's a great one. That's a form of gifting, if you will, right? In a sense, right? I'm going to do something for somebody that I love, and you know what? I'm going to set up a college plan, and every year I'm going to stick that money into the account, and someday there's going to be hopefully a nice pot there for when he or she goes to college. I have seen that done many times through the year.
Sure.
That's not something that's just happening now. That's happened. So, yeah, that's a way of taking some money and making a difference in somebody else's life that you love.
Yeah. And now there's something else that we see people do and people, you know, or some of our clients do, is some people out there have charitable urges. Okay. So they make contributions to charities on an annual basis. Well, one of the things that you can do is you can gift directly from your IRA to a charity, satisfy your required minimal distribution. It doesn't fall to your tax return at all, so it doesn't have a negative impact on your potential Medicare premium or other taxation.
Yeah. Have a client that does that all the time, Doug. She's very savvy, very knows where every penny, every dime is type of person, very, very precise person. And I get a kick out of it because every year she kind of releases the list of here, you know, send this to the charities and really doing a nice thing, you know, for her charities. And it's fantastic.
Yeah, it really, really is. You know, and then another thing that I've had some people do now, you're not allowed to directly do this into what I'm going to say. You can't, like we just said, you can directly give money to a charity, all right, from your IRA, and you can, it doesn't hit your return. But what other people are doing is they're setting up a donor advised fund where they take the money that comes out. Now, this doesn't skip the whole, you know, tax, you know, 1040 putting it on your tax return, but you can they take the money and they put it into a donor advised fund. And that's an interesting thing, because it's a donor advised fund is a fund that holds charitable dollars for you on your behalf, and on an annual basis you let them know where you want the funds to disperse to.
Yeah, kind of sounds like kind of like setting up a little bit of a
foundation.
That you know, there's something that you control, that you have you earmark money every year or two, and you're doing some good work with it out there. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. You know, it is a lot of fun out there. And you know, it's a lot of fun for families. I see a lot of families set it up and they get their grandchildren involved in the philanthropic end of, you know, and the cool thing is, Mike, is that it needn't be a lot of money, right? Yeah. You could put however, you need to talk to your accountant about this and, or, you know, make sure it's appropriate for your situation, but, and understand all the ramifications and everything that comes along with it. But if you put, you know, you could put $5,000 into, you know, this thing and have your grandchildren select the charity that it's going to go to and spend. There's a required minimum that has to come out each year, and I think it's 3%. Don't hold me to it. So you could say to your grandchildren, okay, listen, each one of you, let's say you have three grandchildren, each one of you is sending $100 to a charity of your choice this year. Pick the charity out and let me know what the charity is and why you want to send it to them, and we'll send it out of our family's donor advised fund. Great idea.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great thing of sharing and gifting and really lesson education building for the younger people to do the right things and become good solid citizens. You know what I'm saying? Type of thing. So that's a win all across the board.
Yeah, and you may get a tax benefit for the contribution into the donor advised fund. You just can't do it directly from your IRA.
Right.
That's the thing that you need
to
know.
You're just saying use it as a possible funding vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But where it's different than sending directly to the charity.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, you know, that's interesting. And then, you know, Mike, but one of the things that kind of bugs me is that when people don't need nor want, but have to take it out, and they just take it out and they stuff it in the bank and just do nothing to it, right? Like, you can still invest that money if you want to invest it. It just needs to be now invested in an after-tax account. You know, there's lots of things you can do with the money rather than just take it and stuff it in a bank because you don't know what else to do with it.
Right, right. And, you know, and again, how does that fit into, it's not that there's something wrong with putting money in the bank.
Right.
That's not the case. It's make sure you're getting a nice, you know, an adequate return, the whole deal. But I will say this, though, Doug, I will play the opposite side of this coin because we feel that everything has, you know, two sides. There are folks out there that I've seen through the years that have retired with just so much retirement money and nothing on the non-qualified, the bank money or whatever. And, you know, it's almost a way for them to build up liquid funds without taxation, if you will. So, you know what I'm saying? If they're getting a $20,000 required minimum distribution they really don't need, putting it in the bank's not the worst thing because they don't really have much money at the bank. And that's kind of filling that pot up as it's getting washed through and taxes paid on it. So I've seen that come across too, though. So,
yeah.
But again, as we always say, you know, if you're going to park money in the bank, please check the rate of returns. You know, I think it's that important. Like, get as much as you can.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. Well, listen, that makes all the sense in the world. So, you know, our point in this conversation here is that if you have required minimal distributions, there are lots of different things that you can do creatively with those funds that you may want to consider for yourself or for your family. And the good news is that we are very familiar with creative opportunities, and it should be something that we sit down and we have a conversation with you about and say, okay, this is the way we're going to do it. This is the place we're going to take the funds from. And one of the good points, one of the strong points that Mike brought up was, and we do see this often, is some of you are already taking money out of a retirement account to supplement your living that's satisfying your aggregate required minimal distribution, even if you have other IRAs. So don't go and take extra money out if you don't have to, and just create a tax.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Doug, here's another thing too, if I may, that I see people do with RMDs. A lot of times people will say, I'll say, okay, what are you going to do with that RMD you're getting? And they'll use it for personal uses of like, well, we're going to need a car.
Yeah.
Or you know, we're getting some remodeling done in the kitchen or the bathroom, and we're going to put it to use that way. But the reason why I bring that up is that when you're planning out your cash flow for the year and you're trying to be strategic and you're looking at, you know, if you realize you have that money coming to you that you're going to pay tax on, certainly don't sell off another investment and create a tax.
Right.
And you know, preempt it, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why I bring that up is the RMD is also part of your cash flow planning, and RMD starts January 1 of the new year.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to wait to the end of the year. You can make that move, you know, January 2 if you want. Let's say if you are saying, oh, after the holidays, we're going to get some work done around the house. Well, go ahead and take your, you know, if your RMDs do that year, take that and use that.
Yeah, you know what else, Mike, is that it's kind of when you're in market conditions like we've been in, it's not very uncommon where next year's RMD is going to be significantly higher than this year's RMD, even after you took money out, right?
Yeah.
So it's because the factor gets higher as you get closer to passing away. So, and if the account's growing and the factor gets higher, the distributions just keep getting higher and higher and higher. I mean, we've got clients that have significant distribution requirements, some in excess of $100,000, that, you know, that's like, that's a lot of money, man.
Yeah. You know, and then one other thing about the RMD too is that sometimes how the markets are going, if markets are really a lot higher and ripping along, I've seen people say, hey, let me take some chips off the table now. I'll take my RMD. I'll take money out of the market
mm-hmm.
while it's at a high. So that's another way to look at it.
Yep. Folks, we're always happy to sit and talk with you and go over some of these, you know, creative ideas and things that we think that are potentially beneficial to you and your family. So you're always welcome to pick the phone up and give a call. And the number for the listeners of the show here is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up and give us a call. We'd be happy to meet with you. And we've got offices in Clark, in Toms River, in Paramus. We make house calls. If you'd like for us to make a house call and see you, we'll do virtual if that's what you would like. Whatever is easiest for you. But please understand, we are here to help you. And we come out here each week and we talk to you about these ideas to get you to think, oh, hey, maybe that'll apply to me. Oh, hey, maybe I could do this. Maybe I should tell my child about that. You know, something of that nature. But we're here for you. And the number is 855-262-3722. Anything to add here, Michael?
I am good.
All right, let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
All right, folks, welcome back and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And I hope that, you know, so far the show is making sense to you and it's resonating and maybe even motivating you a little bit here to take some action as we're coming into the last 2 months of 2024 here. And, you know, it's so far, I don't have a crystal ball. Is it going to end up being a great year in the market? I think so. I don't know. Right. We'll see what happens. But here we are. Are we going to finish this game strong, Mike, and play the game all the way to the end as an individual, as a family? Like, are we going to make sure that we're capitalizing on opportunities that are there for us? And we, you know, capitalizing on an opportunity means a lot of different things, right? Capitalizing on an opportunity is minimizing taxes. In my opinion, is capitalizing an opportunity.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug? If I may say, a lot of people think, like, when it comes to their financial world, like, the market being up or down dictates was it a good year or a good period of time. And, yeah, partially true. But you know what? You know what really matters, Doug, is what you're doing with your personal stuff and what you can put, what I'm calling, into the plus column. Making strategic, prudent moves that strengthen or take advantage of the time that we're in. Okay, so yeah, so if it is another good year and it's 2 years in a row, the market did really well, let's, you know, say that. What did you do to say that you're not looking back and saying, well, I blew it because the market went bad, or I blew it because of taxation, or I forgot to take my RMD, whatever that could be, a pothole for you, if you will. What are you doing to put into the plus column as prudent, strong financial moves for your financial house? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And so, you know, that brings us up to the segment of the show, Mike, where we always like to talk about what have you been up to, you know, lately, and what have you been up to. And I had a nice week this week. And, you know, client reviews. And I have to tell you is that, folks, I know that your retirement accounts at work are something that, you know, sometimes get neglected and you don't pay attention to because it's just like kind of on autopilot. But I got to tell you, Mike, is that the clients that I've been meeting with over the last several weeks of coming in and reviewing and updating us on account values and, you know, of this nature, man, these retirement accounts are getting to be big. And, you know, in many cases, the largest asset that a lot of clients have, and these things are also, for a lot of people, at the highest values that they've ever been at. And a lot of them are just kind of like, they just got them on ignore. And I'm telling you that that's a mistake. You got to pay attention to what's going on out there.
Yeah. You know what, Doug? Great point, because, you know, existing clients, and they have their active 401ks at work,
yep,
that, you know, that's not through us. And, you know, when we do our periodic reviews, you know, of course, we have the numbers documented, and I'll say, okay, what's your 401k at? And all of a sudden, they'll blurt out a number, and I'll be like, whoa, that, you know, like, sharp jump because of, and, you know, A, market conditions, but B, they'll also say, well, Mike, I'm, you know, I'm maxing out, I'm putting the max, and they're matching, and, you know, those numbers, I'm contributing, I'm getting match, and the market's doing really good. That's a fire. You know what I'm saying? That can make pots. That thing can burn real quick, you know, get real big. So we see that all the time. I just want to, I know you got something to say, but I want to tell you something. Had a new client come through the door and they asked me to take a look at their stuff. Not very young, but a younger couple, if you will, you know, with a younger child, all that. Gives me a document that's a old 401k. And part of the money sitting in the money market cash balance,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
That was exactly my reaction. You know what I'm saying? And of course, we're going to fix it. We're going to take care of everything for them. But it's just stuff like that. It was an old plan, an old money that went to sleep.
Yeah.
Virtually.
You know, Mike, what a lot of people aren't aware of is that next year, you know, which you do know, folks out there may or may not know, you know how if you're over age 50 right now, there's a catch-up provision,
sure,
that you can contribute an extra amount of money into your 401k. Starting next year, if you're over age 60, you can put 150% of that catch-up in. So let's just say the catch-up is $5,000, making up a number.
Yeah.
Well, if you're over age 60, now you could put $7,500 in, wow, as catch-up contribution. So the amount that you can contribute to a 401k, if you're getting up, you know, older in age, is really significant now. And, you know, you've got to look at it on a client-by-client and a person-by-person basis and say, all right, where are we at, and are we going to take advantage of,
yeah,
this?
Yeah, and, you know, and not only if you get into that pool of over age 60 of putting more money for your retirement, which is, you know, always a good thing, but also the tax strategy of it. Because maybe you're a person that's still working but has plenty of money, you know, already for retirement, but you may want to do it anyway, because it'll reduce, you know, your current income taxes or whatever. So there's a lot of ways to look at that thing, how that thing could be a real positive for people. And, you know, so that's great to hear. You know, Doug, that's a law. That's you know, I'll call it the government for, you know, just put a big,
it's part of the Secure Act.
Yeah, just to put a bigger umbrella over it. But long overdue. You and I have been advocates for a long time of the IRA should be able to be a lot more contribution for people. You know, we've had our pet peeves over the years with retirement plans, but that's a good one to hear that they're kind of catching up in time.
It still boggles my mind how just because somebody's employer doesn't offer a retirement plan, that person cannot put the same amount of money away for retirement, yeah, as somebody whose employer does. It just blows my mind. It is so antiquated. It's amazing. Like, if your employer doesn't offer a 401k or retirement plan, you're restricted to the IRA contribution limits. Are you kidding me? You talk about putting a person behind the eight ball. That's just terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible because, you know, Doug, sometimes in life you look at laws and rules and things were put in or adopted back a very long time. And yes, that was a step forward, but it's almost like no news is good news and nobody goes there and just
right.
let it be. And nobody really thinks it out like they really should. Or quite frankly, when it comes to politicians, there's nothing in it to campaign on to say, oh, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. They mm-hmm. just it's too big of a thing to try to tackle.
Yeah. I want to tell you about an awesome, awesome appointment that I had this week, Mike. 23-year-old son of a partner of one of our clients came in, got his first job this year out of college, making himself $62,000, wants to save money, wants to invest money. Yeah. I love it.
Smart kid.
Love it.
I can call him a kid. He's an adult, but he's a smart kid.
Right. Right. Absolutely. But man, you know, when you're in our business, that's not the ideal client, if you will, right, if you're looking at it. But I'll tell you what, we're at the point now where that's fine. Right. Going and having an appointment with a kid like that, like, I left there energized
yeah.
because of his enthusiasm.
I was just going to say to you, you know, our client base, it's generally elder, you know, people with, you know, a lot, you know, money and all that type of stuff. So here comes a young person. But I got to tell you, the young people that we do deal with, they do energize you, and it is fantastic. And you almost, you can, you know, you can't say you're going to guarantee it because we can't do that, but you can almost say how you can almost, we can envision how successful they're really going to be.
Oh, someday. You bet.
Because if they're taking steps like that, they're getting it.
You talk know? About putting the odds on your side.
Right.
Right.
Right? So that, I think that's what makes it exciting for us because you're like, wow, you know, again, this kid, 23 years old, is putting this
right.
money away. It's awesome.
It really awesome is. Story. And, you know, and we had the conversation about whether he should be putting money in his 401k on a pre-tax basis or Roth contributions. Yeah. And, you know where I stand
yeah.
on this.
Yeah.
I mean, you should,
yeah.
my opinion, it's case by case, obviously. Got to do the math on it. But my opinion is you should be Rothing that like mad, because these young folks now, Mike, who are starting out their careers and developing money into these retirement plans, can you imagine if you were retiring and your entire 401k balance that you contributed to plus the growth
yeah.
is not subject to taxation?
That's crazy numbers. And, you know, again, though, Doug, that's just one of the things to be discussed for younger people when they come in. But I want to encourage everybody out there listening, if you do know a younger person,
mm-hmm.
whether it's your grandchild, your son, your daughter, whomever, and you know they got the ability to start doing things financially, give them the encouragement and the push that they need or to put them in the direction that they need, because you're really doing something special for a young person.
Absolutely. And then, you know, another – it was a good week. Another client I spoke to said, I want to get a Roth IRA going for my child, 16 years old.
Yep.
Part-time job over the summer.
Yep.
Made a couple of $1,000 over the summertime.
Yep.
Wants him to get rocking and rolling with the Roth IRA. I'm like, oh, you know, this is awesome.
Yeah. No, that's great vision. You know, that's what that really comes down to. And that, now, these are all great stories, Doug, of things that we see week in and week out. And, you know, I don't know, Doug, we're at the time of year that, you know, I think at year end, you always kind of get reflective. And I think folks need to say, I always say this, you have to ask yourself, folks, what did you do this year to improve your financial situation? You know, and I guess we started the show with, oh, you know what, it's, you know, the final 2 months, it's almost excuse season, it's the holidays. But we can't encourage you enough to at least take a look at your financial situation and try to make a difference and feel like you did something for yourself.
Yeah, 100% correct. All right, we're going to hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
How much do you really know about retirement readiness? Like how to earn income in retirement, Social Security, Medicare, inheritance planning, and other important financial issues. It's not a one-size-fits-all plan, but there are some things you can do to be prepared. Join Doug and Mike, the hosts of Your Financial Future, for a Retirement Readiness Workshop, Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. This workshop is free to Your Financial Future listeners, and dinner will also be served. Few people actually take the time to create a plan for living during retirement, so be retirement ready and join Doug and Mike from Wealth Management Group Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. Space is limited. Reserve your spot by calling 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 or wealthmanagegroup.com. At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized the sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as a thousand other people. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome back. And, you know, we really hope that the show is, you know, is good and you're enjoying it. But, Mike, I got to tell you, I'm really looking forward to the two dinners that we have coming up here over the next 2 weeks. Wednesday night at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, and then Thursday the 14th at Nero's Grill in Livingston, where we're going to come out. We're going to talk about, you know, retirement readiness and, you know, what you should do to get ready to really live in retirement, right? I mean, we like to take our three L's approach, basically, if you will, and that's, you know, your lifestyle, your luxury, and your legacy, you know, basically is, you know, what it boils down to. And we're going to talk some about that during the dinner. We'll talk a little bit about some Social Security, maybe some Medicare, you know, just, you know, a host of things to help you to think and to get you to prepare for retirement.
Right. Absolutely, Doug. So I think it'll be a fantastic night. And, you know, folks, we're going to cover, you know, a nice sum of ground here about your retirement readiness. I think it's something everybody goes through. I pretty much could say that safely, right? I mean, we all want to retire, and there's all going to always going to be Medicare and Social Security and all the things that go along, and RMDs like we talked about today. So be a fun night.
Yeah, and one of the things I want to emphasize, I guess I should say, is that it's retirement readiness, but you can already be retired.
Right.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can always make an adjustment to be ready for it, because you might be already retired and not taking required minimal
Correct.
Distributions yet. Right.
Correct.
So you're going to need to be ready for that.
You may be retired and not on Medicare yet.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of scenarios out there. You might not have taken your Social Security yet.
Correct.
There's a lot of it's not like, again, we try to tell you that the retirement is not just the finish line. There's more to it.
No, it's really the starting line.
Right. Right.
Right.
Yeah. For,
and that's the way we want it to be. And, you know, we want you to all, you know, also remember is that, you know, there's two sources of income in life. There's people at work and there's money at work. And when one's not doing its job, the other one's got to pick up the difference. So one of the mistakes we want to make sure that our clients and our listeners out there avoid is letting their money retire as well as them retiring, because the money can't retire. The money needs to work.
You know, Doug, I'm starting to look at retirement like it's the beginning of your new 20 to 30 year career.
Well, it's true.
You know, it's that's what it honest from where we sit, from where we work and dealing with clients and the age everybody's living to and all the events that take place along the way. To me, you're starting another 20 to 30 year career.
Yeah, you know, 100%. So we want to urge you and welcome you guys to come on out and, you know, to join us. And, you know, one of the other things that I want to let people know, Mike, is that I'm extremely excited to let everybody know our website is back up and rocking and rolling right now. And I'll tell you what, I get it. We're biased. I think it's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's you know, a lot of effort and effort by you, Doug. I mean, you're our tech guru, if you will.
You wouldn't want
me doing it. We'd be like the Flintstones, but that's besides the point. But you put a lot of effort and a lot of work, and you should be proud of it.
Yeah, it came out nice. So I want you guys to go out and check it out. There's a lot of resources for you guys there. The website is wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. We want you guys to go check it out. And, you know, there's, like I said, there's a lot of links. There's a lot of resources out there for you. There's ebooks that you can download. There's articles. There's, you know, there's a lot of different things. And you can reach us through there, through the Contact Us site. So there's a lot of great stuff. And, you know, we want to urge you guys, go check it out, wealthmanagegroup.com. And, you know, it's kind of exciting. So that's going to wrap it up. Anything you want to add here, Michael?
No, I'm good for this week.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. I'll play the spot again now about the upcoming dinner so you guys can call and register for that. We want to have you come on out and spend some time with us. We're looking forward to it. So looking forward to seeing a lot of you guys on Wednesday night. And other than that, you know, we'll be back again next weekend. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
How much do you really know about retirement readiness? Like how to earn income in retirement, Social Security, Medicare, inheritance planning, and other important financial issues? It's not a one-size-fits-all plan, but there are some things you can do to be prepared. Join Doug and Mike, the hosts of Your Financial Future, for a Retirement Readiness Workshop, Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. This workshop is free to Your Financial Future listeners, and dinner will also be served. Few people actually take the time to create a plan for living during retirement, so be retirement ready and join Doug and Mike from Wealth Management Group Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. Space is limited. Reserve your spot by calling 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 or wealthmanagegroup.com. The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice.
Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.